Driving without insurance is against the law, but providing false information about the details of an accident makes the situation even more serious.
So I called for a new policy, and the insurance company asks me if I've ever been in an accident, and I tell them no. I feel horrible not telling the truth. My boyfriend says it's no big deal, but me, I'm not so sure.
Life.
And we're privileged to have this man on the air. He is the new general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. Of course, you remember him as a great player in this league and a great guy, frankly. The great Elton Brand joins us. Elton, how you doing today?
Hey, thanks for having me. All is well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you're with Brian Westbrook as well.
No, I know. What's up, D? How's everything?
E, what's going on, brother? Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Oh, see, we're on a B and an E basis now, all right?
You caught that? Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Elton, I got to ask you, the first question is, there are many ex-players who ascend to a role like you. I don't know why the league is shaped that way, but it's going more Geekville. So, as an ex-player, why does that give you an edge as a general manager? What do you have that the other guys may not have?
What you said was right about the Geekville stuff, which I think is very important. Like, you need the analytics, but when they put that tool up there, it might say, well, this is what it says about the players. But I could bring the human element to it and say, well, this player will not be great for the chemistry in the locker room. This player, you have him a little lower. I mean, he's a motivated, high-growth player. He'll get better in our situation with our culture and environment. Like, forget what the numbers say there. But overall, as a tool, it's actually quite amazing. So I honor the geek stuff, but bringing that human side gives you an advantage.
Now, I got to think, being in the locker room and knowing players, practicing with players, you've developed a pretty good idea on who can play. So what are you looking for as a general manager in a player?
Yeah, well, we use the analytics, we use all that to kind of predict the future. What I'm looking for is to change the future. The Sixers, we're going to be a cap team. We're going to have minimum vet deals. That's it. That's what we're going to have available. So I need to outline and identify those players that will help join this team and help just help that locker room and be productive on the court also.
You know, E, one of the big things that you're looking for this year has to be the production from Markelle Fultz. He absolutely went to the best high school in the country, which is my high school, DeMatha Catholic High School. You know that. You already know that. But, yeah. You know, he put up a bunch of shots this offseason. He corrected his form out there in L.A. just a bit. I mean, what are your expectations from him, especially early on in the year?
Yeah, I've been very encouraged with what I've seen this summer. You know, I've been very encouraged. So I just can't wait to see him in game-like, practice-like. You know, we're going to China. But he could be possibly that third star that we highly covet. We need. Dario might turn into that because we know we need a third star. If not, we're going to be looking during the season, and then we're going to go back into free agency. But his talent level with the way he handles the ball, the way he passes the ball, his athleticism, his size, I definitely see why he was the number one pick. And he's been working his butt off.
Have you seen him against competition yet?
Oh, yeah. No, we've been
scrimmaging.
We've been playing. He's
okay.
Been playing after it. Yes, he has some really good days, really good days.
All right. Now, when you have a pretty full roster, I mean, look at the roster. You're pretty maxed out at this point. But you mentioned that it's your job now to look for guys that might want to sign a veteran exceptions. So that tells me you're not quite done filling this roster. Well, who do you have your eye on right now? I'm not. You know, I know. Obviously, you can't tell me specifically. But what type of player do you think that would fill out this roster well?
Well, that was more for the future. When we're a cap team, like when we're in a cap. Right now, we just have one spot. We're going to bring in a veteran just for camp. I mean, just for preseason, basically, because our 15 slots for the team, we're already done there. Yep.
Okay.
You know, E, one of the things that I believe that last year, you guys, first time you made it to the playoffs in quite some time, and then it's this year, the offseason. But there has to be a lot of growth between what happened at the end of the year last year to the beginning of the year to keep the ball rolling. What do you think the team learned from the process of the playoffs last year, playing against the Celtics team, losing and then coming back this year? What do you think the guys learned in that time period there?
You know, you've been there. I've been there. When you get your butt kicked in the playoffs, it makes you hungry if you're that kind of person. And our stars, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, they're that kind of athlete. They're so competitive. They have a chip on their shoulder. they can't wait for this season to start. They did not like the way that ended, so they stayed in the gym. Their travel arrangements were based around the gym. Everything, you know, Joel just left the gym. Ben's been the first one in the gym. So when you got players like that that are upset on the way the season ended, their first time in the playoffs, they're definitely going to grow leaps and bounds.
A lot of people that want to throw shade on your appointment as GM will bring up the points that, I mean, maybe it's too soon. I mean, you were on a fast track here to be the general manager. So people are thinking, well, how's he know the intricacies of the cap? How's he going to make the relationships with the other GMs that quickly? Do you think about that at all? And like, how do you plan to do it?
Yeah, so that's the thing that people get misconstrued. I'm not by myself. And we've been doing this for the last 5 months. This is the same group. So when the opportunity came for someone to emerge as a leader, my group said, hey, we think you would be best suited for us. I think we have the top guys in our verticals in the NBA with what we talked about, the analytics and the CBA and the relationships. So it's not just me by myself calling everybody, doing all the numbers, making all the decisions. I have a group that report up to me, and we're really good. Like, everything you see now from this summer, that's what our group did.
You know, E, one of the things that when you listen to Coach Brown at the end of the year, he's saying we're going stars searching, star hunting, those types of things. And obviously, a big part of that would be your job to go figure out the stars and things like that. From the GM's perspective, is there anything that you can do? I know you mentioned some of the vets things, but is there anything else you can do this season or maybe even next to make that star hunting, which is a city where we're talking about Philadelphia, we're ready to win some basketball games, have some playoff experience. Is there anything else that you can do at this point as a GM to try to quicken up that process?
Absolutely. So develop our young core already outside of Ben and Joel. We already know they're stars. They're almost global stars, superstars. But just develop one of our young pieces in-house. But the second thing is be prepared to know, okay, we're not going to get those other players that I can't name. So we have to be ready during the season to pounce on these different opportunities that you see in the NBA every single year. There seems to be a disgruntled superstar that wants out. So we have to be ready, and we have to be able to keep them and let them enjoy the city. You know, I live here. They could come to my house, see that you could have a nice family and live a great life here, right here in the Philadelphia area.
We're talking to Elton Brand, the general manager of the Sixers. Elton, you got a few rookies on your team now, and I'm curious to know which ones you think can make an impact right away. Of course, Zaire Smith's going to be out for a while, but what can you tell me about the other guys?
Yeah, Zaire's going to be out for a while, but you know, his defensive profile and his athleticism are off the charts, so we're going to see a lot of them. Landry Shamet, been phenomenal in pickup. You know, Coach Brown will speak to him more, but he might not see a lot of G League action this year. He might see the least amount of the young players. Shake Milton, 6'6" point guard. He's coming back into the fold now. Great, great young talent. So we're excited from a developmental standpoint.
Now, you mentioned a couple of point guards here, which leads me to my next question. Where does that put T.J. McConnell in the scope of things?
I mean, TJ, you could put him on the bottom of anything and he'll find his way to the top. That's just who TJ is. So we're going to have to play some of those younger guys off the ball, you know, with TJ, Ben, Markel, of course, like, you know, at the front, holding the ball, point guard position more. Young guys will have to play the wing, but TJ, he just finds a way to be a winner and make winning plays. That's just who he is. It's in his DNA.
I know that this is a Coach Brown decision, but from your perspective, what flows better, Fultz with Redick and Ben, or would you rather go a little bigger and Covington is one of those wing spots?
Yeah, good point. Good point. That's a Coach Brown decision, but I think the way he handles the ball, the way he can move the ball, the way he can finish around the rim, and as long as he buys in the defense, I think we'll be fine either way.
You know, you can tell just from listening to you that you're a student of the game, that you know exactly what you're talking about. You've been around the league for long enough. And so I just wanted to ask you this, and I wanted to really give you those compliments because you sound really good, brother. I'm happy for you and proud of you. But what about Ben Simmons' jump shot? I mean, is he going to be willing to shoot the basketball this year? I know last year he struggled what it seemed like his confidence, being able to get the form right, being able to say, you know what, it doesn't matter, I'm going to take this 15-footer whether they like it or not. Do you think that coming into this year, he'll have an opportunity to take and feel more confident to take some of those open jump shots?
No, fair question. And I think it leads into what we talked about last year, the loss against Boston. You're the rookie of the year, you average a triple-double, and you lose in a playoff series like that. So he wants more. He's been working on his shot, absolutely, and I feel he's going to take those, for sure. I've seen him take those, and he's made those. So he wants to improve. He wants to improve, and he has.
Last question. You know, this collaborative effort sounds good. And you've already mentioned how you guys have all been together for a really long time. And, you know, it might be all lovey-dovey. But when push comes to shove, there's got to be the one guy who finalizes the decision. You can't all be on the same page. So what doesn't seem like a problem could be a problem. How do you guys plan to settle that?
You know, flip a coin. No, I'm joking. Basketball
please no.
Basketball decisions, I mean, that's what I've been hired to do. Of course, your coach has to have say. If the coach is like, look, I'm not going to play this guy, don't bring him here, then that's a discussion to be had. I mean, it's become like bigger of a deal than it's going to be, because our goal, we're aligned, we're trying to win the championship, and Coach Brett Brown wants nothing more than that, so we're definitely going to figure out. There won't be any friction there.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, like, you're going to be – he's coaching a team. You're doing your general manager thing, but which also includes scouting players that might be in a draft. And you fall in love with a guy. Brett doesn't like the guy or likes him less than you do. Who wins?
In that department, I'm going to win that one.
Okay.
Because he doesn't have the time to scout the guys. He doesn't know the guys as well as we will and our staff will here. That's our job. Now, if there's a guy he knows, like, look, I will not play this guy, then his argument will be heard.
Okay. Sounds good. Yep. Listen, congratulations, and we're all looking forward to a great season. There's one team ahead in the Eastern Conference, and I think there's one guy that can push you over the top, and that's number 20. So we'll see what happens.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, there he is. That's Elton Brand, the new general manager of the Sixers. And